out of. But somewhere along the way, the things that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Depends as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zambia police told to safeguard peace. Zambia to host Intercontinental Investment Forum. In international news, South Africa and Israel expel each other's envoys in diplomatic role. And in sports news, Mwale Milonzi set for WBC title clash. The news in detail, my name is Progress Walia. In local news, Home Affairs and International Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has directed the Zambia Police Service to diligently safeguard peace and security before and after the 2026 general election. Mwimbu says Zambia must continue to uphold its long-standing reputation as a peaceful nation since attaining independence in 1964. He has commended the Zambia Police Service for maintaining peace and order during the by-elections held after the 2021 general election and called on officers to sustain the same commitment. The minister has further urged the police to intensify efforts in combating all forms of crime across the country. Mwimbu was speaking in Lusaka last night during the Zambia Police Service Senior Officers Annual Ball. Meanwhile, Inspector General of Police Grafo Mutamba says the Zambia Police Service will ensure peace and security are preserved before and after the 2026 general election. Mutamba also called on officers to uphold professionalism in the execution of their duties. In a related development, Zambia Police Service 2025 Annual Ball Organizing Committee Chairperson Grace Sanduku says the event, beyond entertainment, promotes unity among police officers. Sanduku, who also serves as airport's division commanding officer, commended committee members for their role in the successful hosting of the senior officers' annual ball. The Zambia Air Force ZAF has launched the 2026 Zambia Air Force Expo and Marathon to mark 61 years of the service existence. ZAF Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni says the event aims to promote health and support community development. General Nyoni announced that the 2026 Air Force Day celebrations will be held in Indola, with the expo scheduled for March 6th and a half marathon on March 7th at Peter Zuze Air Force Base. Speaking at a media breakfast in Lusaka, the Air Force Commander noted that the celebrations will depart from tradition, shifting to a more inclusive national platform involving the public and corporate sector. General Nyoni stated that the events will also raise funds for community projects in Indola. Meanwhile, Tour Sport Executive Director Joseph Maupo said the Expo and Marathon expect 2,000 participants from across the country. Still in local news, Special Assistant to the President for Political Affairs Levi Ngoma has described the victory in the Kasama mayoral by-elections as an indication that the UPND government is fulfilling its commitments. Ngoma says President Hakainde Hichilema has been deliberate in implementing the government's development agenda with a focus on ensuring that no citizen is excluded. He says the win should encourage the government to continue delivering visible and meaningful development for the people of Kasama and the nation as a whole. Ngoma says the government remains committed to advancing inclusive development without any form of segregation. He was speaking in an interview with ZNBC ahead of a celebratory road drive following the victory of the UPND mayoral candidate by Biwo Symposia. Government says it will roll out a single identification card project beginning next year as part of efforts to modernize the country's identity management system. Ministry of Home Affairs and International Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says government has already enrolled over 1 million citizens on the Integrated National Registration Information System, making significant early progress towards the establishment of a fully unified national identification system. Kalaluka explains that once introduced, the single ID will replace multiple forms of identification, including the National Registration Card, NRC, passports and other documents issued documents. He says the ministry is already conducting public sensitization campaigns across the country to educate citizens about the upcoming changes and the benefits of the new system. The Single ID initiative builds on Zambia's ongoing civil registration modernization under the Integrated National Registration Information System, a digital platform designed to capture and manage identity data more efficiently. And finally, in local news, Zambia will host the Intercontinental Energy and Infrastructure Development Forum, CIF, from February 2nd to 5th this year. This is the first time the forum is being held outside South Africa. Zambia Development Agency Director General Albert Halwampa says hosting the forum is a significant milestone, reflecting Zambia's growing regional and global investment profile. Speaking at a media briefing, Halwampa says the forum supports the country's investment-driven agenda aimed at promoting trade and economic transformation. He noted that South Africa remains a key trade and investment partner and that CIF will provide a platform to strengthen cooperation in sectors including energy, infrastructure, mining and agriculture. Meanwhile, South African Electronical Exports Council Chief Executive Officer Chiboni Ivan says the Batoka Gorge Hydro Project demonstrates Africa's increasing ability to finance and implement large-scale infrastructure projects. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
DJ Hussein to rock the first live Saturday of 2026. 50 Kwacha gets you in, plus the first 50 ladies get a free glass of wine. The legendary 80s Lounge VIP at the Avondale Complex. The legendary 80s Lounge VIP at the Avondale Complex. 2026 is going to be epic. Follow us on our socials.
80s Lounge VIP, Avondale.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just five simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1, download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2...